Isabel.
She went to somewhere. Come here, Ms. Bunker.
Well, I thought it'd be better if some of you would speak a little bit. Rossi worked so hard over it at this point about the delphinium.
I don't think that all the details on the delphinium. I mean, I think that's going into much too much detail about a wonderful wedding. I think that the thrilling part
is that mother and father died.
Yeah, I mean, what I thought we were here today was to tell the young people things that they didn't see and experience themselves.
Well, I think it would be a joy for them to know anything that goes on among the five of us.
Well, that was, I mean, the young people worked so hard over that.
No, I feel better with that.
I think the most thrilling thing was that Mary wanted to be married at Royal Orchard, and you have the courage to carry the idea out. And then after that perfectly dreadful drought and absolutely unbelievable heat, the morning of the wedding was the most glorious day in the world. I just feel that.
Uncomfortable. How you going?
But we used to have little mock weddings in the garden at Royal Orchard. I often thought, oh mercy, wouldn't it be wonderful to be married at Royal Orchard myself? Because as a child, you remember, we always had those little pretend weddings in the garden.
Our children did too.
And all the grandchildren have done this. So, of course, for years and years and years, I've dreamed of a wedding at Royal Orchard, and Mary Buford, the most beautiful bride that can be imagined, was there on the most heavenly day in the world. I think this has gone into too much detail of all the vicissitudes of getting delphinium there, because every last one of them was there, with the exception of the little teeny ones. I mean, all the grandchildren.
More delphinium than I've ever seen the world put together before.
I know.
And well, some of the groomsmen said, and of course the delphinium, some of them were shaking, you know, she went up down the steps and the petals were falling off. Mm-hmm. They come from California and everywhere. And one groomsman said, he never saw the delphinium in his life. The next way he was going to be in, it was going to be days as I wasn't going to be in.
He had hold of them.
And he picked up pebbles and he tried to hold them. They were not as easy to hold as they did, I suppose.
That's brand new, isn't it, Ross?
I said, let's turn that thing off for a while.
Until we dream up something else.
Well, I mean, I don't
know.